This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include the Lafayette Rhythm Devils with Corey Ledet and Lil Wayne and Same Old Two-Step. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Secretary of Health and Human Services is stepping down. Kathleen Sebelius, who's been part of the Obama administration for 5 years, is resigning. President Obama has just announced he will nominate his budget director, Sylvia Matthews-Burwell, to succeed Sebelius. The California Highway Patrol now says 10 people have died in a fiery collision between a tractor trailer and a bus of high school students. The patrol says the truck veered over the median and hit the bus head on. Mark Rosekind is with the National Transportation Safety Board. He's going to the scene today to investigate.
Part of what's critical about our investigation is to literally get on scene and collect our own factual information. Hence the urgency to get there as soon as we can because of all the perishable information that could be there, which, by the way, is everything that could be from the vehicles to people's memories of what happened in the accident.
Several teenagers broke windows to escape the bus before it caught fire. Later, President Obama will travel to New York City to speak to a gathering of Al Sharpton's National Action Network. NPR's Scott Horsley reports he is expected to repeat themes from yesterday when he marked the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act.
Even as he praised Lyndon Johnson for passing the landmark legislation, Obama said Johnson understood civil rights requires more than just a lifting of Jim Crow laws. He said it also requires decent jobs, decent wages, and health care.
Now, some of this sounds familiar. It's because today we remain locked in the same great debate about equality and opportunity and the role of government in ensuring each.
The president is likely to revisit those ideas and also touch on voting rights, which Johnson championed. Part of the Voting Rights Act was struck down last year by the Supreme Court, despite the administration's objections. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. officials say Israelis and Palestinians have made progress in negotiations over whether to extend peace talks past their original April deadline. But Israel's announced several actions Palestinians say are unfair economic pressure. From Jerusalem, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Israel says it will use the tax revenue to pay Palestinian debts to Israeli utility companies. Israel describes this move as a response to the Palestinian Authority's decision to sign on to a number of international treaties as an independent state. Israel says peace negotiations are the only legitimate path to Palestinian statehood. The lead Palestinian negotiator calls this an illegal theft of Palestinian money. Israel also says it will stop its participation with the Palestinians in developing a natural gas field off Gaza's Mediterranean shore. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 37 points at 16,134. This is NPR. The Australian official coordinating the search for the missing Malaysian Airlines jet says there's been no major breakthrough in the hunt. Angus Houston also says noises detected yesterday in the Indian Ocean are not related to the missing plane's flight data recorders. Canada's public broadcaster is cutting more than 650 jobs. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the head of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation says the network will no longer compete for the rights to broadcast professional sports.
In a town hall meeting with employees in Toronto and broadcast to other stations across the country, CBC President Hubert Lacroix said tough and controversial choices had to be made. He said the reality is that the CBC can no longer compete against private broadcasters that have specialty sports channels and multiple media platforms. That means a deep cut to the sports department. He said the network will now only compete for sporting events of national significance, such as the Olympics. The CBC is also in the third year of a three-year, $115 million budget cut from the Canadian government and a softer advertising market. Some original programs will have to go, and the 657 jobs will be cut over 2 years. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says deputies mistakenly shot and killed a hostage who was running away from an attacker. The sheriff's department says it received a 911 call that a man with a knife was threatening residents in an apartment. Deputies arrived but believed one of the hostages running toward them was the attacker. That hostage was shot and killed. A second hostage inside the apartment was also shot and wounded. The alleged attacker has been arrested. He's been charged with murder. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Radius, with the film The Unknown Known, director Errol Morris's investigation of Donald Rumsfeld, now in theaters, on iTunes, and on demand.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. At 1 o'clock, of course, do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. We're going to go back now to 1954. Here's some early B.B. King. B.B. on this track definitely taking a stylistic cue from Elmore James. B.B. King with a Whole Lot of Love.
Just train move down the track. Times I once have had, so got happy, my heart got glad. I think about the way you love me too. You can bet your life I'm coming home.
Bringing on home, Sonny Boy Williamson II from 1963. He had Matt Guitar Murphy with him on guitar on that track. It's not certain who was playing organ. That discographic information is sort of lost to time. Before we heard Sonny Boy Williamson, we heard B.B. King here on KRVS. B.B. King from 1954 did us a whole lot of love. And again, kicking it off in the style of Elmore James, whom we are going to turn to next. Sonny Boy Williamson had Elmore in his band for a while back in the late 40s and on into the early 50s. In fact, he sort of conned him into his first lead recording in what was it, 1951 or so. Here's Elmore James from 1960 on guitar and vocal doing a number called Madison Blues.
Thank you. ready for me. Come on now. Well, now you pretty little chicks with your curly hair. I know you think that I ain't nowhere. Stop what you're doing, baby. Come over here. I prove to you, baby, I ain't no square. Cause I'm ready. Where's anybody can be? Tell you about it. I've been drinking gin like never before. I feel so good that I want you to know. One more drink, I wish you would. It take a whole lot of loving to make me feel good. Cause I'm ready. Rest anybody can be. Come on, kid, get ready.
The Mannish Boys from their two-disc set, Live and In Demand, that one came out back in 2005. They've had another good one out since then. Their version of I'm Ready, a Willie Dixon tune that they wedded to a Slim Harpo groove. Scratch My Back, I guess, to be specific. Anyway, interesting arrangement. Before we heard the Mannish Boys, we heard Elmore James. Elmore James from 1960 did Madison Blues. That last tune, I'm Ready, was written by Willie Dixon for the Muddy Waters Band. Muddy recorded it in 1954. Here's the Muddy Waters Band from 1956.
She got to take sick and die one of these days. She got to take sick and die one of these days. All the medicine I can buy and all the doctors she can hire. She got to take sick and die one of these days. When she's dead, I'm gonna bury her very deep. When she's dead, I'm gonna bury her very deep. I'm gonna bury her very deep with rubies and diamonds around her feet.
She got to take sick and die one of these days. She got to take sick and die one of these days. She got to take sick and die, oh, one of these days. All the medicine she can buy and all the doctors she can hire. She got to take sick and die one of these days. She got to take sick and die one of these days. She got to take sick and die, oh, one of these days. All the medicine she can buy and all the doctors she can hide. She got to take sick and die one of these days. Ever with me and all the power was in my hand. Ever with me and all the power was in my hand. Ever with me and all the power was laying that jail in my hand. She wouldn't have to go down to the promised land.
The Blues Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
Otis Spann on piano and vocals with a rendition of Got My Mojo Working, a number he recorded in August of 1969. He had left the Muddy Waters Band that year to go out on his own. And, of course, that tune was recorded by Muddy Waters back in the late 1950s and was often attributed to Muddy Waters. So Ann Cole had the first recording of that and actually the bigger hit at the time. I Got My Mojo Working. Before we heard Otis Spann, we heard his boss, Muddy Waters. Otis was on that recording, too, dating back to 1956, the Muddy Waters Band with Diamonds at Your Feet. Next year on KRVS, we just heard Otis Spann from August of 1969, December 30th of that year. He was in Chicago playing with Junior Wells, and we're going to listen to a recording they did that evening. Junior Wells on blues harp and vocals. This is another great, great blues standard. In fact, Muddy Waters recorded this one himself back in 1956. Here, though, again from 1969, Junior Wells in his rendition of Rock Me Baby.
I want you to rock me, rock me all night long. I want you to rock me, baby. Rock me all night long. I want you to rock. You don't know how good you make me feel. Sun going down, down behind the tree. Sun going down, down behind the tree.
We're obviously having trouble with this particular recording or the player. Again, Junior Wells from 1969. We'll turn next here on KRVS to get out of this odd recording. We're going to turn to Coco Taylor. And when he needs me bad, I can find him out.
I got 29 ways now. I got 29 ways just to get my baby's wine. I like my pocket full of money, baby, my whiskey, gin, and wine. I like to eat a country dinner, baby, and I like to get my loving all the time.
From September of 1954, well, that had to be Guitar Slim doing a song of the same name. One of the great, hot, rocking blues practitioners of the 1950s. Before we heard Guitar Slim here on KRVS, we heard Coco Taylor from 1969. We heard Coco doing a number called 29 Ways, a number written for her by Willie Dixon on that track. Walter Horton was on blues harp, and Matt Guitar Murphy and Buddy Guy were on guitars. We're going to turn next to Willie Dixon. He wrote tunes for Coco Taylor, for Muddy Waters, for Bo Diddley, for Little Walter, for Howling Wolf. The list goes on and on. Here he is with one of his own compositions. Coco Taylor waxed a nice rendition of this herself. Here, though, Willie Dixon with his own Flaming Mamie.
Oh! finest thing in town. And when it comes to loving, she's the human oven. You really can mow 'em down. Mamie told a guitar red she could love a man till he fall dead. She told Cuda Crawl, John and Jack, she would love them all until she break their back. You know they call her Flaming Mamie, and she's the hottest thing in town. And when it comes to loving, she's the human oven. You really can mow 'em down. Down. Mamie loved her away to hell. She loved the devil and she loved him well. Had little devils running up and down the wall, saying, do something, daddy, she gonna love us all. They call her Flaming Mamie, and she's the hottest thing in town. And when it comes to loving, she's the human oven. You really can mow 'em down.
Otis Rush from 1994, doing an old Sam Cooke tune, Somebody Have Mercy. Before we heard Otis Rush, we heard Willie Dixon from 1984. Willie Dixon doing his Flaming Mamie again. That one's been recorded by a number of people over the years. Coco Taylor did a great version of it. Billy Branch did a fine version of that one, too, and that was Billy Branch on blues harp on that track. And Willie Dixon had quite a bit to do with Otis Rush's career. He was the one that secured Otis Rush with a contract with Cobra Records back in 1956, and he wrote the song that Otis Rush took to the number 9 slot on the R&B charts that same year. That, of course, it's a classic, I Can't Quit You, Baby. And we're going to turn to a tune that sometimes Willie Dixon is credited with co-writing this number. Usually it's credited to Otis Rush. Here from 1966 is John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton doing the Otis Rush tune, All Your Love.
The arms that used to hold me, the tender way we used to kiss. I miss the way that you touch me.
was a fool to ever believe you. The arms that used to hold me, the tender way we used to kiss. Oh, yes. Oh, I miss the way that you touch me. I miss the sweet taste of your lips.
Susan Tedeschi from her disc Just Won't Burn, that came out in 1998 and really put her on the national blues map. Since that time, of course, she's formed a band with and married Derek Trucks. She's had a number of discs out. Really, really fine talent, both on guitar and as a vocalist. Also as a songwriter. She wasn't playing guitar on this particular track, though. Sean Costello, who was still quite young at the time, was on guitar. He is on guitar on a few tracks on this disc, and this disc also elevated him in stature as far as a lot of blues aficionados were concerned. Before we heard Susan Tedeschi with Sean Costello, we heard John Mayall with Eric Clapton and the Blues Breakers from 1966 doing the great old Otis Rush Roomba blues rocker, a great tune, All Your Love, I Miss Loving. Music next from Gate Mouth Brown here on KRVS, the late Gate, from a disc called Long Way Home that came out in 1996. Here's Gate Mouth on guitar and vocals, and also Sonny Landreth playing a National Steel guitar on this track. They're going to do Gate Mouth and Sonny going to do a J.J. Cale tune called Don't Cry, Sister.
Cry, it'll be all right in the morning. Don't cry, sister, cry. Everything will be just fine. Don't cry, sister, cry. It'll be all right. I'll tell you no lie. Don't cry, sister, cry. Don't do it, don't do it. When an old man trouble knocks on your door, don't give him no peace. He just wants more. You turn your life to misery. Kick you down just like me. Don't cry, sister, cry. It'll be all right in the morning. Don't cry, sister, cry. Everything will be just fine.
Yeah.
Once again, that was Clarence Gatemouth Brown from the disc Long Way Home with Sonny Landreth on guitar, and I failed to mention earlier Maria Muldaur on vocals on that particular track. Bobby Charles also does some vocals on this particular disc. Great release by the late Gate. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast on air at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. We'd like to thank all of you out there who support us and keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We would not be here without that support, so we really do appreciate it. We have Blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Of course, coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and American Roots is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio hosted by Roger Cash. Then at 4 p.m. we have news from NPR, National and International News, and of course at 7 p.m. tonight, music continues with Lee Kleinpeter and Big Band Swings and Other Things. And at 10 o'clock tonight, we have the Avalon Variety, 9 o'clock, we have the Avalon Variety Hour hosted by Joanna Devine. And at 10 p.m., that is followed by Out on the Fringe with James Van Way. And, of course, tomorrow, a lot of great Cajun and Creole Zydeco music, Cajun music. We've got it all for you coming up tomorrow, so stay tuned. Again, we have Blues till 1 this afternoon, right?